Narrative frameworks. 71. Nature as pure versus nature as barbaric. What is human nature? Is it pure? Is it barbaric? Are children inherently good? Or are children inherently bad and need to be educated out of their badness? Are people inherently good and to be trusted and to allow free creative expression? Or are people beasts that need to be tamed and inhibited by external structures and laws? You see, the nature of nature is a contentious issue. Because how we define nature determines the systems we are allowed to create around that nature and the definitions of that nature. If humanity is framed as peaceful and loving, then a peaceful and loving system can prevail. If humanity is framed as dangerous and wild and feral and civilized but neurotic, and relatively together but potentially violent, if we can frame humanity, or if humanity can be framed as unpredictable, potentially dangerous, malevolent, then systems can be put in place by controlling forces in the name of protection, safety, and security. So as long as we believe that people are dangerous, we're playing into the hands of control. When we believe, or rather know, that people's true nature is not a core malevolence, but a core love. When we know that the core is love and everything else is a distortion of love, everything other than love is a distortion. When we know this, then we have the potential to live a better world. But until we recognize that the core of ourselves is love, and we do that first and foremost for ourselves, in ourselves. Until we recognize that, there's no hope. Because the outer world is a projection of the inner world. And I'm not talking about coming to some false belief. I'm coming to talk about the nature of reality. Nature as pure is not some far-fetched fantasy, it's a seeing of truth. And a truth that goes beyond only the body and mind, because the body and the mind exists within a world of limitation, and so we're always going to see limitation. There's always constraint, and working as best we can within constraint. But once we step back to the center to see the truth of life that manifestation comes from, the truth of life that is beyond constraint, only then can we understand what nature is. And remove the dark imaginings from our own consciousness.